You're listening to the new Classical FM on Classical Mornings. It's 9:26. I'm Jean Stillwell.
And I'm Audie Braun. Now, you can make a difference this holiday season by donating to the new Classical FM's 14th annual Holiday Hope Fund in support of the Scott Mission. You can help men, women, and children by providing food, clothing, shelter, and children's toys to those most in need throughout the city. To make a cash, check, or credit card donation, please call 416-923-2400 or donate online at www.scottmission.com. The new Classical FM Holiday Hope Fund from the station that cares about our community. And this morning, we are very fortunate to have with us in the studio the Scott Mission's Chief Executive Officer, Peter Duraisamy. Peter, welcome to Classical Mornings.
Thank you so much, Peter. Thank you for having me.
So this is such an incredibly important fund drive. So can you tell us more about it and what it entails?
Thank you so much. Again, 14 years of great partnership. This is just amazing. Christmas is a great time. It's such a beautiful time. The lights come up, the music and all that. But this is one of the hardest times for the people we serve. Man on the street, this is hard. This is real hard. And he sees the music, sees the lights, sees the families coming together. He does have a family. He or she has a family. And then they're stuck there in life and facing, you know, and that's where we come in, to come around that group of people. And think of a single mom and who's got kids and struggling to buy a gift, a Christmas gift.
Especially these days with the inflated prices.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. So it's they're struggling between buying a gift and providing food. And the choice would be for a mother to provide food and not get a gift. And that's where we come in with in simple ways to come and say, no, we are there for you. So Christmas time is a very, very important time, much more than any other season. And I feel much more, I've been there for 32 years at the Scott Mission, much more than all the years that we've seen poverty. I feel it's poverty has just raised its head and it's exposed itself in such a powerful way. We had COVID, which was terrible in itself, and the whole level of poverty just came up. After COVID comes in recession, and the prices have gone up. The food price has gone up by 10%. Gas price has gone up. Rental price has gone up. So if a person's on fixed income, how are they going to manage? And that's where I feel Scott Mission's got to step up. And we are stepping up and we are doing much more than we've ever done before. And the need has increased. The numbers have increased. And but thank you. Thank you for having me. And thank
It's our pleasure. And we recognize the importance of this, Peter. And also, here's the thing. You're an extremely well-established funding body, you know, and looking after people. And you, how many years have you yourself been the CEO?
I've been there for 12 years as a CEO.
12 years. And were you working for it before, or before the 12 years? Were you there at the Scott Mission before?
Yeah, I was there for, I did a whole lot. I was saying earlier, I did all different types of roles at the Scott Mission, and I enjoyed. I really, it's just wonderful. It's a wonderful place. 81 years.
81 years. That's where I was going. 81
years the Scott Mission, you know, has served the poor. And I really feel this year is so important. It's so, it's a pivotal time for people. It's a pivotal time. Yes. And I think, I pray that the city will hear and look at the city and look at the poor in a very different way. If you're struggling, can you imagine a person on the street, how they're struggling?
No, I cannot. Mm-hmm. I cannot.
And actually, as the weather has gotten colder, I know actually on my drive down here to this area, which is Liberty Village, and on my way back, I'm seeing many more people out.
Yes.
You know, this morning I saw somebody quickly running across the street, and they weren't wearing very much, but they had their bags huddled, you know? Can you tell us just more exactly what people can do? Because I know that there's cash donations, but there's many other ways that you can support the Scott Mission.
Yeah, definitely cash donation is the key. I mean, because we can take that money and multiply it and use it in a good way. Because
a growing fund.
Yeah, and that's one way. And definitely come and volunteer. Come and see the faces of the people that we serve and donate goods. We need goods. The number of people coming in for hot meals has gone up by 80% in 1 year. We served about 120 hot meals last year. This year, it's 200,000 hot meals. The number of people coming in for groceries have gone up by 30%. It's the numbers are increasing dramatically. The demographics of the people coming in has changed. The faces of the people coming in has changed.
Right.
So my prayer is, can you dig deeper and give more? Give more, not just to the Scott Mission. I'd love for them to give to the Scott Mission, but any other organization that's helping the poor. Dig deeper. Dig deeper and give. And as a city, let's come together and let's take care of the poor.
Yes, and as a balance to that, a meal is $4.25.
Yeah.
That's not a lot of money for people to donate.
No, it's not.
You know, and jackets. It's just heartbreaking to see people on the street freezing.
Without proper clothing.
You know, if and just as an aside, if people don't have money, what they can do is give old jackets, winter jackets that will keep people warm.
Yes.
Mitts.
Yes.
You know,
these
kinds of things, sweaters, anything that you can give.
Yeah.
It's crucial, isn't it?
It is. And what we take for granted, even socks, is so important.
Yes.
A man on the street has to change his socks every day.
Sure.
He has to come in and change his socks. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, he's, you know, it's important for him to do that. Mm-hmm. And same thing with winter boots.
Yes.
You know, and so definitely what you said about the winter jackets is so needed. It's so needed. And we go out of it, run out of it very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important. And whatever little you can, step up and do it.
Yes, yes. And I'm looking over at my producer who's got a toque on his head. And I'm thinking, toques!
Well,
this is something else, you know?
Yeah.
And so this is the 14th year. And I read in one of our promotional sheets that thus far, over this time, we've had $500,000.
Right.
Yes.
Right?
That we've raised $500. But what you're saying is we can do better.
We can.
Yes, we can increase the pot.
I really want to thank you guys. 14 years, $500,000. This is huge. Can you imagine the number of meals? $4.25. I've done the math of what $500,000 has done and the number of people you've touched, the number of people you've blessed. But I think this year, the need is huge.
And Peter, how many people can you accommodate over Christmas?
Let me take Thanksgiving as far as a hot meal is concerned. Last year, we had 300 people who came for a hot meal. This year, we had 500 people.
Oh, that says it right there, right?
Just there. You know, see the numbers have increased just in a year. Yeah. And we don't have limits. We don't have limits. Anybody can come and have a hot meal. Anybody can come and pick up a meal and go.
Fabulous.
So there's no registration. There's no, I don't need your name. I don't need your address. I don't need to know anything about you. This place is open. Just come and have a meal.
And it is about caring and looking after people.
It is.
Primarily.
And
it
when
is.
You think
first and foremost.
$4.25, I hate to admit it, but we spend about $5 when we get a latte. And you think that someone can get a whole meal for that.
Yes. Yeah.
There's no
yes.
question.
And it's so important for a child to open a gift under a tree.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Right?
I know.
Yeah.
And then for the parents to see their children opening the gift, it's also incredibly satisfying that they're looking after their kids.
Yeah. Our toy room is so beautiful. I wish you can come and see sometime, you know. When the parent comes in, they're just given a choice. And there's different sections that they can go and choose what toy they can take for their kid. And I remember walking one of the parents right through that toy room. She started weeping.
Oh, I'm sure.
She started weeping. And she said, Peter, you don't know. There is a place where I thought I'll not have any gifts under the Christmas tree for my child. And it's just And just that thing being changed, and she has a choice, she can choose different gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And we take it for granted. We take a lot of things for granted. But for a person who doesn't have anything, the small things goes a long way.
It's about generosity and giving, and that's the spirit of Christmas. It should be a state of the heart, Christmas,
which is also, Adi, if it's a feel-good thing. You feel so good when you give.
It is.
Exactly, right?
And you get it back. You get it back.
Maybe we should give that number just here right now, again, just to say that the number to call is 416-923-2400. Or, of course, you can go to www.scottmission.com to find out more. It is such a worthy cause.
Yes, and Peter, I want to thank you so much for coming in this morning. We know how busy you are, and we appreciate that you've come all this way to speak with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Peter.
It's a very worthwhile cause.
Yeah. Give.
And I really speak on behalf of the people who are hurting in this city. Thank you.
Yes,
what
thank
you've
you.
Done,
we hear them.
You've done
thank
it
you.
For each of them, and really, thank you.
Yeah, and we appreciate your coming in as well. We've been speaking with the CEO of the Scott Mission, Peter Durosami, and he's been talking about the 14th annual Zoomer Radio Holiday Hope Fund. And just if you have the time, just... Adi was mentioning, Peter was mentioning, $4.25 for a meal, giving clothing. You don't have to be wealthy to give.
They're small gestures, but the ramifications are huge.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. ScottMission.com.
Thank you.